Amen. And I cut, my finger was not quick enough on the trigger in here. So we have three AM stations, 1340, 1350, 1400 AM, and then now three FM stations. So it is the radio station here at TantalkNetwork.com is growing. You can go back and hear this show as a podcast this week on TantalkNetwork.com. Go to podcasts, go to the name of this show, Living the Good Life, and you'll find it. You can hear it again. But Dr. Angel, we also have that ability to do what we did. We talked about earlier on Sunday mornings now. You want to briefly tell them one more time what we do on Sunday mornings?
Sure. On Sunday mornings at 10 a.m., our services are on Facebook Live for about 15 minutes. We give a portion of it on Facebook Live. We are also on Zoom. The entire service is on Zoom.
Yeah.
And then we will go to, they'll be put onto YouTube under BOHM.
Global
on YouTube, and the services will be uploaded there as well.
Absolutely. So that's pretty exciting. There's a lot of ways to listen to these programming. There's a lot of ways to grow. That's what I really mm-hmm. want to say. People, don't stay stagnant, because you really can't stay stagnant. You will slip back.
Absolutely. If you start growing, if you stop growing, you start dying.
That's exactly right. You say all the time, what you feed...
What you feed grows, what you starve dies.
What does that mean?
So if we want to feed, you know, our spiritual life, then we need to... It'll grow and we'll be transformed. And if we are not in our word, if we're not feeding that, then that spiritual person, you know, that part of us is starting to die. We're starving
exactly.
it out.
Exactly. Have you ever had a... or seen somebody that's had diabetes? I've seen it a few times where a part of the toes begin to die, and sometimes they have to take off a leg or a part of a leg because it's died and they can't regenerate it. And it with our spirits, we need to be growing it so that we are stronger and we are sending blood flow all through our spirit, right? Not just the, talked about this, Pastor Jim, the need to grow and the need to be in the word and the need to praise and worship and all of that.
Well, you know, I kind of touched on it last hour. You've got to do that, because there's nothing alive in a stagnant pool. You know, we talked about living waters. You know, when I talked Wednesday night, talking about the woman at the well, Jesus said, you know, we have living waters. Well, if those waters stop moving, because that's what
yes.
living water is. It's
right.
water that moves and refreshes.
Right.
It just turns, I mean, just all green and algae
yeah,
and
right.
scummy and stagnant and stinky.
That's why you have a pool pump on your pool and it has to keep water moving and circulating, right?
And we don't want that to happen to us. And the only way to prevent that is to continually fellowship with God, fellowship
right.
with each other, be in prayer, be in praise, be in the Word.
Exactly.
Because I just, you know, who wants to be around a stagnant pond?
Exactly. And that's why we have Bible study, we have Sunday morning, we have Wednesday night Bible study. So, Angel, what happens on Wednesday night, and who is welcome?
Everyone's welcome.
We just set up more chairs and
yes,
tables today because we're having more turnout on Wednesday night.
Absolutely, we are, and it's been great. And so we have about an hour of prayer before. So we take prayer requests, praise reports. And
people can be in on the free conference call from any part in the world.
Yes,
join our prayer meeting on 5:15 on Sundays.
Yes, they
on
can.
On Wednesdays, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So 5:15 yes,
p.m.
we start our prayer, and we do. We have the phone lines open, and we take prayer requests. We're reading prayers together. We're praying. It's an hour of prayer power.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get into the Word, and Pastor Jim and I have been co-teaching.
You guys are doing a great job.
Just
love it.
Giving that great practical, bringing the Word bringing the Word into everyday life.
And you know, we're in the Book of John, believe and receive, and the practical insights that you two are bringing out on Wednesday night, and then the discussion that you elicit from the people is just so beautiful. I love it. You're both working very well together. And we don't usually have you both on the same show. It just kind of happened that way today. So it's kind of cool, that little team there. The dynamic duo that just teaches the word with all power and authority. It's just amazing. We've gotten a hold of Bethel Music. You know, I say that because we just have for the last year, right? And we do a lot of their music. We're going to do Goodness of God right now because it is right this moment still my favorite song, and I have a lot of favorites.
Yeah, Believer.
That's right, I do. Put this down in your heart.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire, and in darkest night you were close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and now of God, yeah. And all my life you have been faithful, oh. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Hard not to sing, isn't it, Pastor Chip, when these are playing?
Yeah, well, that's why you turned my mic off.
I did, yeah. Woo! I'm going to sing in the goodness of God. Hallelujah! Oh, God, we bless you today. We praise you from the bottom of our hearts. We just love you so much. Lord, fill our listeners up to overflow with your goodness today. Let us desire you in greater measure this day. Baptism of the Holy Spirit is that truth part of I am the way, the truth, and the life. Talk to us about it, Pastor Jim.
I thought you were going to say, is it true? Well, yeah.
No, I was getting ready to say I got the hiccups, so go ahead.
Oh, dear. Well, yeah, because there's probably, it's a topic that needs to have the truth told about it. And knowing the fullness of the Holy Spirit, or rather, I should say, when the Holy Spirit gets full control of you, one of the tasks of the Holy Spirit is to guide us into all truth. And, you know, I talked a little bit about that before, about deception being so, you know, running so rampant. But, yeah, Jesus is the way to the Father. The baptism of the Holy Spirit provides a doorway into the fullness of the truth.
Yes, the truth.
Because the Holy Spirit enlightens, illuminates yes. our spirits to receive the word.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit, again, is called the Spirit of Truth.
Yes.
Jesus said he would lead us into all truth. So we need to be submitted to the fullness of the Holy Spirit in order for that to happen.
We do. And so many people have heard, oh, that's all crazy, praying in tongues, moving in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We're going to Acts chapter 8, verse 14. When the apostles, those were a lot of the original disciples, when the apostles, special messengers at Jerusalem, heard that the little country of Samaria, we talked about that Wednesday night Bible study, didn't mm-hmm. we? That's the quote-unquote, they were called half-breeds, really.
They were the half-breeds.
Yeah. Had accepted and welcomed the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. That goes back to John chapter 4 that Pastor Jim taught in Bible study this last week. You read John 4 and you'll understand what happened in Samaria and how those people, even though they were not Jewish, had accepted the truth of the gospel and wanted what God had for them. Verse 15 of Acts chapter 8, they came down and they prayed for them, that the Samaritans might receive the Holy Spirit. Now, wait a minute. They'd accepted Jesus as the way, as their Savior. Why did they need any more, Dr. Angel? Why any more? Why did they send, who was it that went down? Some of the apostles went down.
Peter and John.
Peter and John.
Because it was Philip that evangelized.
That's
Samaria.
Right. Yes, all right. So, Philip, and then why did they need any more than that?
Oh, because the Holy Spirit is what empowers us. And in the John chapter 14, Jesus talks about the Spirit of Truth.
Read it. What verse?
Oh, boy. Okay, so I am at verse 17. Let's see. Let me back up a little bit. So verse 15, if you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor mm-hmm. to be with you forever.
Right.
The Spirit of Truth.
Spirit of Truth.
The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
Mm-hmm.
I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes down to, hold on.
Verse 26, look at that one.
Yeah, that's where I was heading. So all of this I was spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things.
Teach you all things.
And remind you of everything mm-hmm. I have said to you.
Mm.
That's why we need the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the truth. It teaches us all things in truth. It reminds us of everything we need. It is the living, active, indwelling power of God inside of us.
Oh, yeah. It's the Spirit of the living God filling us to overflowing. We don't want just a little portion of the Spirit of God, the nature of God. We want to be filled to overflowing. Pastor Pastor Jim, look at verse 16 of Acts 8. For he had not yet fallen on any of them. Wait a minute, they're all saved. Acts 8:16. But they had only been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Verse 17. Then the apostles laid their hands on them one by one, and they received the Holy Spirit. We were not able to lay hands on anyone this morning because of COVID. We're sitting spread out in the church, set up a lot more chairs. We're trying to be extremely careful and follow the government practices.
Right.
So we could not do that.
But that's
people
okay.
can receive the Holy Spirit without
Cornelius,
having,
the
yes.
centurion in chapter 10. Paul, Peter,
that's right.
Peter didn't get anywhere close to him.
Right.
And the Holy Spirit still fell on him. And I think you have to really look at the words here. And I'm going to back up just a little bit to verse 12. They believed Philip's preaching, this I'm just going to paraphrase this,
yeah,
about the kingdom and the name of Jesus Christ. They were baptized, men and women alike. Even Simon the magician himself
right.
believed.
Yeah.
Okay, so they have seen, and he observed the signs and great miracles taking place that Philip was doing. There were healings, there were deliverances,
yes.
great miracles, things going on.
Amen.
Now
that's having church.
Right. Then the apostles heard about it, so they sent Peter and John. I think part of the reason was as almost a confirmation, really, the Samaritans got saved?
Really?
But this was the confirmation. So they went, you know, kind of to investigate.
Right. It's not just for Jews. This is for
right.
all of us.
Right. And this was the first step outside of
right.
Judaism was the Samaritans.
Right.
They had been baptized into the name of Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and they began laying hands on them. They received the Holy Spirit. Well, how do we know they received it? Okay, this is one place where it does not specifically mention tongues, but in verse 18, now Simon the magician saw that the Spirit was bestowed through the laying on of the
Amen.
Apostles' hands,
yes,
and he offered him money. Well, what did he see? He'd already seen miracles. He'd already seen signs and wonders and healings and everything else.
Yeah.
About the only thing left is tongues.
Exactly.
You know, the Holy Spirit fell upon them. They spoke in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Simon saw this, and
yes.
this must have amazed him.
Right.
Because he was willing to give, you know, Peter and John money for that same power.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, the Samaritans, they pretty much spoke in tongues just like the apostles did or the 120 did on the day of Pentecost.
They did, which is Acts chapter 2. We're going to Acts chapter 19, though. Okay?
Ephesus.
Yeah. Uh-huh, Ephesus. Verse 1, while Apollos was in Corinth, Paul went through the upper inland districts and came down to Ephesus. And there he found some disciples. Verse 2 of Acts 19, and he asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed on Jesus as the Christ? By the way, people, there is no time, a set time that there has to be between you asking Jesus in your heart and you receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I've seen people that got saved and the next minute they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Angel, mm-hmm. you have too?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he asked this, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? So see, that was not an uncommon thing. And they said, no, we didn't even know about a Holy Spirit. Nobody told us. You know, I think this is common around this globe. A lot of people do not know that this is, the infilling of the Holy Spirit is a second work here from the way, the truth, the life, that it's so important. What'd you start to say,
Sorry,
PJ?
I was having a Methodist moment.
Were you?
Yeah, well, John Wesley called it the second work of grace.
Right, I was thinking that as I said that.
But it's true. I mean, here and in Samaria, they got
right.
saved. Nobody doubted that they were
right.
saved.
Right.
You know, and you do receive the Holy Spirit when you get saved, because you cannot say Jesus is Lord without the Holy
you
Spirit.
You have God on the inside of
right.
you.
Right.
Yes.
In the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you get immersed. That's what that word
yes.
means. You get, literally, it means you get waterlogged.
Right.
So you get spirit logged.
Right.
With the Holy Spirit.
Woo!
And here, you know, again, they were incomplete. Yeah, they'd heard about Jesus. They'd heard from John that the Messiah had come, but that's all they knew.
That's all they knew. verse 4 of Acts 19, if you're just joining us on this subject. And Paul said, John baptized with the baptism of repentance. We're talking about John the Baptist. Continually telling the people they should believe in the one who was to come after him. That is Jesus. Having a conviction full of joyful trust that he was the Christ, Messiah, and being obedient. On hearing this, they were baptized again, this time in the name of the Lord Jesus. And as Paul laid his hands on them, verse 6, Acts 19, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in foreign and unknown tongues, languages, and prophesied. There were about 12 of them in all. Your comments, Angel, and your insights.
Wow. I mean, I would love to have just been there that day. I mean, as you're reading that, I keep trying to envision what that must have been like. And, you know, and I just love that God loves all of us, no matter, you know, as humans, this goes down to what we're dealing with and all the racial divide. You know, as humans, we like to try and value people by the color of their skin or their faith or something. We put values to things, mm-hmm. and we decide this is more valuable, this is less valuable. And so I love that God just pours it out. When people are hungry for
exactly.
it, he's pouring it out.
When you ask him to yes. baptize you in the Holy Spirit, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get it.
You're getting right. it.
Now, some people don't manifest their prayer language immediately, and that, I believe, a lot of times is because of past teaching or fear. But if they will seek the Lord, they will get it. It's there. It's on the inside of them.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, and that was my experience, because when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I did not immediately get my prayer language. And it was a few days later when I was waking up in the middle of the night that it came over me. It was the wildest thing ever experienced in my life. And at first I felt like something was wrong with me, you know, and it wasn't. It wasn't. It was just that wasn't the timing
for
me.
That was it.
Right. Well, and mine was, I'm so glad I didn't receive mine in some huge church meeting, because you could never convince me that it was just emotional.
Right.
Because, and you heard me tell this story, I had a little booklet by Hobart Freeman about why should I speak in tongues. And I worked, this was when I was at Ball State, and I had to work the desk the morning and then the very last shift. I was pretty dead in both times. I'm first shift in the morning, last at night. So I took my Bible and I took the book and I read it, studied the scriptures.
Became convinced.
Yeah, because I had been one of those, I suppose it exists, to, yeah, okay, I know it exists, but don't think it's for me. Then finally it was, yeah, this is for me and this is, I need this. So that next morning, Sunday morning, I just prayed a little prayer in the back of the book, and next thing I knew, there it was. And one of my friends said, oh, I see you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
And it changes you, because that fire, that presence of God sets about to do the work in us that needs to be done.
Exactly. I mean, that's the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost in tongues
today.
Of fire.
We celebrate that today.
That first Pentecost came as tongues of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Fire cleanses.
Mm-hmm.
Fire purifies.
Yes, it does.
Fire puts out a lot of heat and a lot of light. And you know, that's what God wants to work in us, is that purification, that being set apart for him and giving the light to the world.
Exactly. Mine was in a large church service. I talked about that this morning. Foursquare Gospel Church in Newcastle, Indiana. 1979. I know, you weren't even born, Angel.
Oh, yes, I was.
I was already 6 years baptized in the... 5 years baptized in the Holy Spirit by that time.
Well, and I said this morning, walking down that aisle, I was running, actually, in heels and dress and all that. Running to the front, 500 people there. I know you can't believe that. Picture
now,
that.
That's what I'd like to
You'd
see.
You'd like to see that,
I
right?
Like to
I would have liked to have been there.
I was running to have what God had for me. And got up there, and when hands were laid on me, I began just to speak. It was just syllables at first, and the evangelist said, you just keep using it, you get more and more and more.
Well, and I think that can be a... That can be a trap sometimes.
Yeah.
Because there are churches that believe you're not baptized in the Holy Spirit
until
unless you speak in tongues.
Yeah.
You know, until that time. I admit I used to think that back 40 years ago, but I don't anymore because I've read too many stories. Well, it was in Pat Boone's book, A New Song.
Right.
Well, I think it was either his wife or one of his daughters. I know one of the daughters got it in the shower. Mm. And like she starts speaking Latin and she'd never taken Latin before. I think there was a couple of incidences in Dennis Bennett's book, 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Okay. You know, that's okay. I know some people very close to me who have not yet manifested. But boy, one of these days is going to smack him upside the head.
Acts 1:8, Jesus said before he went up into heaven on the 40th day after his resurrection, to wait, to tarry, and you will receive power, ability, efficiency, and might when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses.
If you're looking for the greatest music of all time.
I forgot to turn a button off, sorry. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the very bounds of the earth. What happens is that when we submit to being baptized in the Holy Spirit, we have a brand new witnessing ability. We are able to say things we are shocked that come out of our mouths about the glory of God. You know what I mean, PJ?
Oh, yeah.
We are drenched in, we're going to play Drenched in Love.
As soon as you said that word, I thought Drenched in Love is coming
up. Next, right? Because that is what happens when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit. Baptism means
immersion, getting waterlogged.
And so when we are drenched in God's love, we are full of him.
And I just want to make this point real quick here before you go to the song. You know, it does say in verse 4 to not, you command them not to leave Jerusalem, you know, and to tarry in Jerusalem. And some people, they think you have to tarry to get the Holy Spirit. No, the only time in the Bible people had to tarry, had to wait on it, was from the day of Ascension Day to Pentecost. Those 10 days.
10 days.
Every other time in the Bible, once somebody said, you know, about receiving the Holy Spirit, boom, it happened.
It happened.
It happened in Acts chapter 8, Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 19. The same thing happened with Paul. He didn't have to tarry for it. The Holy Spirit's been poured out.
And for those of you out there right now, they're saying, I don't even know what you're talking about. It is moving on in your growth in God, and that where salvation is not all that you talk about. Instead, you can be so full of God that you suddenly have the ability to witness to others.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big
part
of it.
That's the whole purpose of
it. That's the whole purpose. We're going to talk so much more about that in just a minute. Drenched in Love, Bethel Music. Love it.
I know.
Hallelujah. God wants to drench you in his love right now. He wants to fill you to overflowing with his presence. He wants to give you more of himself than you've ever, ever imagined or ever experienced before. About the two of you, but that gets me every time. Every time we do it at church, every time we do it on the radio, because it's all about what Jesus did on the cross and shed his blood that makes it possible for us to say, God, I want more of you. Mm-hmm. Talk to us, Angel.
I love that song. And it just, you know, a lot of times the world can beat us up. Relationships don't go the way we want. Our friends disappoint us. Our family lets us down. And we don't always feel that love. But when you hear that song, you can just feel his arms of love wrap around you, and knowing you are loved for who you are. You are loved perfectly by your heavenly Father.
Mm, boy. So why would somebody want the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Dr. Angel? And then we're going to go to PJ on that.
They would want it if they would want everything God has for them. It's like, you know, he's our good, good Father, and he has these gifts for us. And, you know, when we aren't seeking that, it's like we're saying, oh, no, I don't want this great gift that's going to, you know, help empower me and help live and teach me and lead me to truth and help remind me of everything and help me witness in your name. It's like we're rejecting a gift.
And why would people reject that gift?
Fear, misunderstanding.
I think so. Lies of the devil that they've heard propagated for years,
truth,
right?
Yep.
That's just weird. Those tongue talking Christians, they're just weird. And that's of the devil, I've heard them say. Pastor Jim, address all that, would you?
Well, it's not of the devil. It's in the Bible. I mean, but I know people who believe that, you know, tongues along with the rest of the gifts of the Spirit stopped when John put the last period in the book of Revelation. And that's just not true. I mean, all through church history, the gifts, all of them have been manifested at one, you know, all through. They never stopped.
Never stopped.
But people grew comfortable moving away from the gifts. They settled, basically.
But don't you think that was the devil behind all that? Because if you wage war on the power, right? So if our electrical grid near where I live, it seems like when the storms come, you know, and we got a message about 2 years ago after another great big hurricane storm thing, said we've been having trouble with that power grid for a long time. So we're going to, and they sent messages, we're going to replace all that. And I haven't had a problem since that was replaced, because the power need to be, there was something wrong with that, right? Just take that and run with it, PJ.
Well, I think given our Christian walk, sometimes there's wrong with us. We're just not connected
right.
to the
yes.
grid.
Yes.
And the whole baptism of the
Holy
Spirit.
Bad attitudes, resentments, right. unforgiveness.
And the baptism in the Holy Spirit is a way to get hooked into that power grid.
Yes.
And I want to make this point, because you were talking about, you know, the bad habits and attitudes, things like that. You don't have to clean yourself up to get the baptism
right.
of the Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's right.
You can't clean yourself up without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That empowerment of the Holy Spirit is what's going to keep you
right.
Going to give you the desire and the power and the authority to get past whatever your issues are, mm-hmm. to give up the attitudes, the unforgiveness, whatever.
That's exactly right.
It's only through the Holy Spirit.
So the benefits so outweigh the skepticism, Angel, but people don't realize that. They don't realize what they are standing against. Or I've had churches, I've known churches through the years and say, oh, that she's a tongue talker. We can't have her in this church. You know, that's happened to a Baptist church that my ex-husband and I were going to. Some people started getting filled with the Holy Spirit and they wanted everybody to leave. that was filled with the Holy Spirit.
I understand that. You know, there's actually a verse in John chapter 12, verse 42, that kind of goes on this principle. Yet at the same time, many, even among the leaders, believed in him, meaning Christ, but because of the Pharisees, they would not confess their faith for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue.
Boy, isn't that
for
true.
They love praise for men more than praise for God.
Yes.
And I think that boils down to why people reject the filling of the Holy Spirit is, what are other people going to think of me?
Yes, yes, right. It's so weird. It's so different. No,
right.
It's very natural once you take that step and you say simply, God, I want all you have for me. Well, what God has for you is to be baptized in the Holy Spirit by Jesus. Jesus is the Holy Spirit baptizer. We did not bring up John 1:33, but Pastor Jim, you know what it says there in John 1:33, what John the Baptist said?
No, he said it in John 1:33. He's the one on whom you see the Spirit descend upon and abide
right.
in is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. And, you know, John said, I saw the Holy Spirit descending on him like a dove.
Right.
So Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. We humans we're the ones who do the baptism in water. Jesus baptizes.
Anybody really can
right.
do that.
Jesus baptizes in the Holy Spirit.
None of us can baptize in the Holy Spirit. We can pray over someone. We can declare over them. We can prophesy over them, but we cannot baptize anybody in the Holy Spirit. That is the work of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who wants us to take a step further than just fire insurance mm-hmm. so we don't go to hell when we die.
Right. Well, he wants us to have a fullness of a relationship with him.
Oh, yes.
And that's only possible. I mean, you can have a good relationship, but you can't know the depth of the relationship, I don't believe, without the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
And that requires spending time.
Right. Well, and I'm going to toss this one in, that it's your prayer language.
Yeah.
Because you mentioned it this morning, Romans 8:26, who prays for us in groans that cannot
yes.
be uttered. The Holy Spirit will pray through you. That's
yes.
your prayer language.
Yes.
And it bypasses your head.
It does bypass
your head.
Which
is a nice thing, because it doesn't get... I mean, sometimes, how often are we at a loss to know how or what even to pray?
I have family members I don't know how to pray for, so the best way to pray is in the Spirit.
And just pray in the Spirit. And Paul says, I will, you know, because he says, when you pray in the Spirit, your spirit prays.
Right.
And you utter mysteries to God. Well, he says later, what shall I do? I'll pray in the Spirit. I'll pray with my understanding.
Both.
I will sing in the Spirit. I'll sing with my
Amen.
Understanding.
It goes back to the word relationship, okay, that you mentioned earlier, Angel. I'm going to ask you to elaborate on that. Last week, I had the privilege of having my third oldest grandchild, Justin, and his girlfriend, Cammie, here for a whole week. And we had such a great time, and it increased our bond and our relationship, spending time together all day, every day.
Yes. Well, because relationship, it grows with time and quality of that relationship.
And when we share groceries, when we share Nana Florida's beautiful red Mini Cooper, which I never got in for a whole week, Pastor Jim.
I'm sure you didn't.
No, I never got to share. But that increased our relationship, our bond. You know what? Do you want to amplify
sure.
on that, Angel? And then we'll go to Jim on that.
And there's a lot of factors that why that happened. A, you're spending time. B, they're seeing your heart. You're seeing each other's hearts. You're seeing the love is being poured out and manifested.
Yes.
And that we can trust that as we spend time with each other and we see the goodness of each other, we learn to deepen that trust of each other. And it just builds this higher quality relationship.
They came last Sunday. We had a big celebration for our 1 year in our brand new facility. And we have this big wall of handprints. And they, both of them, the kids wanted their hands right up there with all of us. That really blessed me, Angel.
Absolutely. I mean, that's them becoming a part of what's important to you.
Right, it is.
It really is, making that important to them too.
Right.
That's out of love, out of that deepened relationship.
Okay, so let's correlate that with the Holy Spirit and with Jesus and why Jesus said, this is really important. You wait here. You spend 10 days. They didn't know how long they were going to have to wait. Right. They waited.
He just told them to wait.
Yeah, it was open-ended, you know? You wait until the power from on high comes, and then you'll be able to be my witnesses. They could not have been all those missionaries, done all the things they did, submit to crucifixion, some of them, themselves, everything, beheading, etc., if they hadn't had the power from on high. Pastor Jim, talk about that.
Well, exactly. Jesus said, you'll receive power to be my witnesses. They could witness about Jesus. They could witness to what Jesus did and has done.
Yes.
And is doing.
Right.
Because they were empowered to do it.
Yeah.
Yes. Paul, stood before the emperor.
Right.
Twice.
Yes. Yes.
You know, twice that happened.
He was empowered to say what he did. Yes.
To do that. Peter stood up to Simon the magician.
Right.
And even after the apostles, I mean, people like the Polycarp, who was kind of the spiritual grandson of John the Apostle, stood for his faith. He knew the power of the Holy Spirit, and he stood for his faith. All through the centuries, people have had to do that.
Exactly.
And I'll put this in as we draw closer to the last of the last days. I'll put it that way. We need that power.
We need that power. Need it. We're going to play one of my favorite songs, which I tell you all the time. Another one. Give Me Jesus by Danny Gokey. Because people, when you say, okay, I'm ready to receive this fullness of the Holy Spirit, we're going to pray with you at the end of this song and invite you. We're going to pray with you, invite you to right where you are, accept Jesus as your Holy Spirit baptizer and let him just come all over you and change you and give you the power from on high.
Oh, give me Jesus. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Oh, give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Oh, give me Jesus. When I am alone, oh, when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me all this world. Give me
know Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now? Would you let him into your heart? Would you accept him as your Lord and Savior? Would you ask him to forgive you for anything and everything you've ever said or done that was not pleasing to him? And would you say, come and live in me, Jesus? And would you do the second step? Some of you out there do have Jesus in your heart. And you've been listening today about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the baptizer in the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus. And some of your hearts have been pounding pretty fast because you know today's your day to receive that fullness. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus to baptize these in your blessed Holy Spirit around the globe, wherever they might be. Those who want this fullness, those who realize they want the Spirit of truth to rule and reign in their lives like never before. Those that want to be immersed in you, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Lord, as these receive it by faith, give them that prayer language. Give them all the gifts and blessings that you've stored up for them because they are making this decision of faith. Lord, we pray for them. We don't know who they are. We may never know until we get to heaven. But Lord, right now, we ask that you baptize these that desire this right now in your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We believe you have done that. Lord, we believe you. It's a free gift.
It's all I need. It's all I need.
He's all you need.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's all I need. Give me Jesus.
Mr. Jim. Whoa, let me get your mics back on. I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
I was
caught up in the moment.
I was caught up in the moment. I was drying my eyes. Yeah, it's... I look back on my own life and being filled with the Holy Spirit, and there was a lot that was going to happen after that time that I would have not been prepared for had I not been baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
I went through a lot, and had I not been that close,
me too,
with God,
I can say the same.
I don't know that I would have made it out of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just want to encourage anyone who's listening. It is empowering, and it's power that we need. We don't know what tomorrow's going to be like. You know, we don't know, none of us know what tomorrow's going to bring. That's why we need all the power,
yes,
all the authority, all the love, all the grace that we, that comes to us through the Holy Spirit.
Praise God. Amen. Dr. Angel.
You know, I very much agree with what Pastor Jim said. You know, we don't, life, things happen in this life, and that closeness, that relationship with him, and that empowering of the Holy Spirit is what carries you through, reminds you of the scripture, the promises of God, reminds you that you're not alone when you feel like you are walking it all alone. And I can't even imagine going through the battles I've had to go through without that. Like, I don't, can't imagine what that is.
Because
like.
He is, Jesus calls him, calls the Holy Spirit in John 14, 26 and 27, your comforter. And then he amplifies with seven descriptions of the comforter. And he calls him the counselor, the helper, help me, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby, the...
intercessor.
Intercessor. It's one more. That's who he is. That's who he is. He's all of that. And when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you're now able to draw on all that God is. Go ahead, Angel.
No, absolutely. And does that mean that life is going to be perfect and you're not going to have problems? No, but it means you have a new power within you to get through that and become victorious and becoming that living testimony, that living witness, you know, for others. And that's amazing.
So powerful.
Yes.
Pastor Jim.
Well, you have now I think you get a stronger awareness that you're not walking alone. You know, that because it can feel very lonely, very alone. And you're not. You've got someone now who sticks closer than a brother.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Jesus. You've got the Holy Spirit dwelling within you.
Yes, yes. And because of that, you have the power to do things that you didn't think you could even do sometimes, you know?
Right.
Especially when you're having a hard time. God wants to just meet you right where you are and just do the work that needs to be done. Because it's a process, isn't it, Angel? You want to amplify on that while I get this song back here?
Well, you know, it is a process, and, you know, and that's the growth of our faith. That's the growth of us spiritually. It's the more we have of him inside, the more we want more, that helps us grow more. And when we face trials, that he shows himself faithful,
yes,
the more we can trust him the next time that we're going through whatever it is we have to face.
For me, God became much more alive when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit began to flow through me. Mm-hmm. I began to desire to manifest those gifts. I desired to minister to people. I had more of a love for people. It's an amazing transformation, Pastor Jim.
Yes,
your final thought, and then we'll go to Angel for a final thought.
It is an amazing transformation, and you're exactly right. God gives us this ability, the power of the Holy Spirit, to become his witnesses. But one thing I think people don't remember is, if you didn't care for people, you wouldn't care about witnessing.
This
is
true.
If you didn't have God's love poured out in your heart by the Holy Spirit,
right, you wouldn't care.
You wouldn't care. You wouldn't... You know,
right?
Let him be unsaved. I don't care.
Right.
But no, the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and the God's love. So many people talked about, they just had such an awareness of God's love at that point.
Yes.
And yeah, that's what we need now.
We need it.
Especially now.
Especially now. People, if there's ever been a time where we need to seek God and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you have questions and you didn't pray that with us, go to Acts. Go to, actually start with the last chapter of Luke and get into the book of John and then get into Acts chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's so much there that will help you. The book of Acts is what changed my mind, made my mind up before I ever received. I read the book of Acts and I thought, I want that. Dr. Angel, final words.
Final words is, you know what? The baptism of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling, it will change your life. It will change you. You won't be the same.
You won't be the same.
Mm-mm.
Thank you, Dr. Angel Falzoni. You can schedule counseling with her at 727-501-6557. Catch our Thursday night. It's Thursday night. It's Wednesday night Bible study. It's Thursday night Go Yard. Yeah, we'll get it here in a minute. Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater. Pastor Jim, a final thought?
Another final thought. Well,
lots of final thoughts.
Lots of final thoughts.
Yeah, any more final thoughts?
Just, I would encourage everyone to seek everything God has for you.
Yes.
Seek it, because he wants to give it to you. He said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. And he's faithful to that promise.
Thank you, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, my beautiful, wonderful associate pastor. And Dr. Angel, my compadre there in Go Yard and in the ministry. She's just taking a very active role in all that God is doing through her, too. So thank you both. It's been a great day. And to our listeners out there, this is Beacon of Hope Ministries in our 19th year, 14th year on the air here on TantalkNetwork.com. Go to that, TantalkNetwork.com. Go to podcast. You'll be able to hear this show again tomorrow sometime. It'll also come up live as soon as I hit this button in a few minutes. It will go onto YouTube under Tan Talk Radio, this show. So look, go to YouTube.com, go to Tan Talk Radio, and you will be able to find this show, Living the Good Life. God bless every one of you. It's always a joy to be on the show. We look forward to doing it every single week. It's just the highlight of our week. We love it so much. If you want to contact us, you can contact Pastor Jim at PastorJim@BOHMGlobal.com. Our prayer ministry, send your prayer request to prayers@BOHMGlobal.com. You can reach me at pastor@BOHMGlobal.com. Dr. Angel, drangelsdevelopment.com. We are here to serve you. God bless every one of you. We will see you next week at 3 o'clock. And Angel and I will be on Go Yard right here on the station, 6:06 p.m. this Thursday night for Go Yard. Check it out. God bless you.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
Special report, protests and violence. Demonstrations have continued.